This is For Your Reference, a Sports Reference podcast.
Welcome back to For Your Reference, a Sports Reference podcast. If you're new here, For Your Reference is all about digging into unique sports stories that our team has uncovered over 20 years of bringing you our Sports Reference family of websites. My name is Charlotte, and I'm a member of the data team at Sports Reference. This week's episode is a rabbit hole I discovered while I was prepping new player pages before the 2022 WNBA draft. So a week or two before the NBA or WNBA draft, we start perusing mock drafts and we come up with a list of likely draftees. And then we put all of their names in a giant spreadsheet, fill in info like their birth date, schools attended, social media handles, etc. And it can take some time to track down all that info, and getting most of the research done ahead of time really allows us to publish the new player pages as soon as possible, ready for fans who want to read up on their team's newest members that night of the draft or the next morning. When I was confirming the Instagram account for Amisha Williams Holiday, I noticed something pretty unique in her bio. Mommy. Mixed in with trophy pics and highlight reels, there were dozens of photos of a smiling and impeccably dressed toddler, and I was so curious how having a baby fit in with the timeline of becoming a top WNBA prospect. Her playing record showed she had one season in 2016-17 at Mississippi State, and then there was a two-year gap before earning first team and defensive player of the year honors her first season at Jackson State. The departure from Mississippi State didn't line up with the pregnancy and seems to be for unrelated reasons. According to interviews with her coach, the pregnancy was actually a huge motivating factor in her decision to go back to school and earn a degree. She enrolled in 2018 and played in her first game the next year after recovering from the birth of her son. So after Amisha was selected in the draft, she was the 25th pick by the Indiana Fever. She made headlines for being the first HBCU, or historically black college, graduate drafted in 20 years. There were so many headlines with the title, First HBCU Player Drafted. I saw them in Ebony, Sports Illustrated, CNN, but none of them mentioned that she was, I believe, the first mother drafted into the WNBA in 17 years. I've seen more discussion about athletes getting drafted coming back from ACL tears. And as far as I can tell, no one else is keeping close tabs on this story of mothers getting drafted. But I did some of my own digging and kind of Googled every combination of WNBA draft, mother, and pregnancy. And it led me to a few very impressive stories. So the first WNBA draft in 1997 included an elite round for women who already played in other professional leagues and were already well into or maybe even at the tail end of their playing career. So inaugural WNBA draftees did include mothers like Pamela McGee, who now has a son in the NBA and daughter in the WNBA, and Cheryl Swoops, who joined the Houston Comets just 6 weeks after giving birth and quickly became a star as they swept the first four WNBA championships. Cheryl Swoops won the WNBA MVP award three times in 2000, 2002, and 2005. You might think such a memorable success story right out of the gate would pave the way for other mothers who want to play in the WNBA, but teams have definitely maintained some real resistance to drafting them over the years since. There was another mother, Shalonda Ennis, who was selected in the 1997 ABL draft and then the 1999 WNBA draft. And a 1999 Washington Post profile notes that she had a son during her sophomore year of high school and returned to the court that same season and led her team to consecutive state championships. Then Texas Tech star Gia Perkins was widely considered a first-round talent before becoming pregnant her senior year of college. She played in 16 games to start the season, leading her team to a 15-1 record and a number one national ranking before deciding to take a step back at 4 months pregnant. She was weeks away from giving birth on draft night in 2004 and ended up squeaking in with the fourth to last pick. A San Antonio Current article quotes her as saying, "What? Pregnant and all? I didn't even think that was possible." She went on to play 14 seasons in the WNBA and was named an All-Star in 2009. The next year, Erica Taylor was considered to be a first-round lock in the 2005 draft before giving birth in December of her senior season at Louisiana Tech. She returned to the court in mid-January and put up a quite respectable 11.2 points and 4.1 rebounds for the remainder of the season before being selected in the second round of the draft. A January 2005 article in the Shreveport Times revealed that Erica was 2 months pregnant when she led her team to the Sweet 16, scoring 29 and 30 points in the first two rounds of the tournament, and just didn't find out until after the season had ended. The article also provided a whole bunch of interesting information about Erica Taylor and her family. She was married to boxer Jermaine Taylor, and he was the father of her baby. He was apparently earning six figures per fight at the time, and that allowed them to afford a full-time nanny for their daughter. Even so, the schedule that she details in the article, getting up early with the baby, going to class, studying, practicing basketball, it sounds pretty grueling. And the article ends with kind of a heartbreaking quote. She said, "Nia is a bundle of joy, and I wouldn't trade her for anything. But athletes should fulfill their dreams before making their family." A month after being drafted, Erica Taylor was moved off the active roster and announced plans to sit out for 1 year while working on getting in shape. The next thing I found about her was a Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette article that revealed that 10 years, three more children, and a divorce later, Erica made the All-Star team at a WNBA prospect camp filled with recent college graduates in 2015. Ultimately, she never ended up playing in the WNBA. Amisha Williams-Holiday, I believe the first mother drafted since Taylor in 2005, appeared at the Fever training camp this past summer in 2022, but didn't make the roster for the season. I'll definitely be keeping an eye out for her name to pop up in basketball news again very soon. If you've been inspired to dig deeper, please email us at podcast@sportsreference.com and tell us what you found. Thanks so much for listening.